And that's the reason why I said I believe it could take my Bible and prove to you that what but one of them men had the love of God in his heart enough that he done something about it.
Right.
See.
Right. You said you were a Seventh-day Adventist?
Yeah. Seventh-day Adventist.
But you haven't always?
No. I've changed up several times.
Tell me about that.
Oh, wow. That's a good story. Well, the first church I ever belonged to was a Latter-day Saint. Latter-day Saint church. Okay, I was baptized to hit when I was young. And my father and mother and all of us, we joined those traveling elders, it was at that time.
Yes, sir.
Traveling elders. Called them Mormons. All right. And then I moved from that to holiness. And since they come about and they are so much trouble and everything, you know, there's been separating in the holiness movement, too.
I hadn't heard about that.
You hadn't? Well, all right, I can show you right quick. You're looking to different kind of churches of God and the holiness movement and many other ways. There's several, all kinds. Don't know them all. But the main one of the whole shebang is free holiness, see? Free holiness.
Yes.
That means a holy life. And if you're not free in the Lord, that's what free holiness is all about. Being free in the Lord, as we just talked about the story, you know, to help our fellow man.
Yes.
And if you hadn't got the free holiness in your heart already, well, there ain't no way for you to do good to your neighbor, your fellow man. Now, so I moved from the holiness movement. I moved twice in it because the ones that baptized me in the holiness movement, I didn't think I had the right kind of baptism. And I did. I was baptized by the wrong person. I needed to be baptized with one higher in the Lord. So I did find one in the holiness movement was higher in the Lord. And I was baptized by him again. All right. Well, that is three baptisms right there. When I was a child, I was born. All right. Twice in the holiness. That's three. All right. Since I become to find the Seventh-day Adventist movement and come into that, I saw something in there that I didn't have, that I needed, really bad, to make the whole picture, I'd call it, come out right. And so, after I studied the message, I found out that I was short of that. Okay, and I wanted to be baptized into this movement. And they said, well, you've done been baptized, said you sufficient in that. But I said, yeah, but that ain't what I look at. I said, I found out this movement do keep all 10 of the commandments all the way. And I says, that's the only place I know in the Bible that God wrote with his fingers. And I says, I would like to be baptized again. But I still want to be baptized in a creek. And the brothers talked to me then. He said, water's water. And he says, we have a pool here at the church. He says, we can baptize you right here, Brother Richardson, put you under the water. And he says, that'll be it. I said, okay. And so I was baptized into the movement of the Seventh-day Adventist. And I'll have to tell you this. I mean, I'd like to.
Sure.
I haven't been to the building near time. He's 20 years. I belong to it about 20. But what I hadn't had a blessing of the Lord. And the blessing of the Lord came through study of his word.